Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey there.
And we all have a very special guest, Dennis Moore. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Glad you could come in today because we got a lot to talk about and some things that are probably off the table that people haven't been getting news on. And so I'm glad that you came in, and then you can stick around and we'll banter about the news of the week as well. And I'll try not to put on my tinfoil hat that Ed was laughing at me about.
I left it at home.
Yeah, well, that's the way things go. Well, let's take care of a little business. This segment is brought to you by J&M Landscaping Tree Division, 248-640-7029. That's 248-640-7029. I don't know what you two are doing, but you...
It's more than nuts, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, anyways, 20% off first-time coupon for first-time customers in the Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com.
For the
and,
news. Sorry.
Yeah, it's, I haven't gotten to that far yet. And you can reach Jason at j_m_landscaping@yahoo.com. So get those trees down. The snow and the ice is coming. The storms are coming. Get those trees down before they destroy your house or take your power lines out or whatever happens. So 248-640-7029. Jason did a great job at my house. I can assure you they do a good job. Fully licensed, bonded, the whole nine yards. Experts. Don't try to do that stuff yourself. Okay, so what we do on The Drift every week is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Simpatico. It's like, you know, music. Is this your dream?
Yes. Yeah, I'm living the dream right now.
If you don't live your dream, you die, right? That's what
yeah,
it comes
yeah, well, you just die in your dream, so it's not...
If I had to die...
Really
I could,
die in your dream? Do you die in real life? Is it like...
It's what the movies always tell you. Yeah. You know, I always seem to wake up that last little minute.
Thank
there,
God. So, well, then again, if you didn't wake up, then you'd know.
You
couldn't tell anybody.
Or you wouldn't. Yeah. Yes, exactly right. So, another spot. This is 6-year anniversary for me. I've been on the radio, Derek. 6 years. Doesn't seem that long, does it?
Congratulations.
No, it goes by fast.
It went by fast.
It's amazing.
When I hear some of these other national broadcasters, oh, we've been doing it 10 years and stuff, I'm like, man, one of these years I'm going to get to 10. Well, it's 6 in a flash. It's gone.
Excellent.
So, yeah, well, it's been
congratulations.
It did go by quick.
And a very informative 6 years.
I've learned a lot. You know, I don't listening. Know about the listeners, but I've learned a lot. Yeah, so we're going to start out with Dennis. You are the starter of the Willow Run Tea Party,
founder.
Which I joined years ago as well.
Absolutely.
And don't really participate because Ipsy's a little farther from... And just... We're going to do the show. Before the show, I had no idea where the name Ypsilanti came from. We're going to do a whole show on that. You guys are like a wealth of information. We'll have to have you call in because you're moving, I know. But but it's the Willow Run Tea Party has been very instrumental. It's a great political action group. And but you've also got some news on the bridge, which has always been kind of a sore spot for me because I don't like government any more than is completely necessary. So why don't you give me a little update on the Willow Run Tea Party, and then we'll talk about the bridge and then move on to other things.
Well, we went from political action, which our folks are still doing that, but the emphasis became on issues and orientation to the issues of where we live and how we live. And so the bridge came in to play one day when I realized that there was a constitutional issue rather than an issue of the state taking money out of the taxpayers' pockets to build a span that Matty Maroon would have covered on it with his own money.
Mm-hmm.
As attractive as that is to not have taxpayers pay for that state, the issue wasn't that for me at least. The issue was a constitutional issue.
We should back up a second. We've been saying the bridge. We know which bridge. Maybe there's some people who don't.
Yeah, everyone knows in Detroit we have the Ambassador Bridge and we have a tunnel. And the state of Michigan has been, under Snyder, has mm-hmm. been pushing for this new second span state-owned bridge to Canada. And a lot
quite,
of us didn't
quite
like
frankly, it,
it
began under Jennifer Granholm.
Oh,
they actually built the entryways and everything. If you went down on Fort Street, you would see that those were pre-Snyder. They were built already. And they would stop right at the river, ready for the span to go across. Matty Maroon was going to do this with his own money. And by the way, he was going to use American steel and American labor. That's very attractive, but even that wasn't the largest issue for me. The issue was that Matty Maroon and Warren Buffett, when they bought the bridge, they also purchased and was in possession of a treaty with Canada. And people don't really understand this, but what motivated me was if you cross an international line, you're going to have 60 votes in the Senate to approve a treaty. A governor cannot do this. And Matty Maroon and Manny came to our – or Matty Blashfield and Matty Maroon came to our caucus to give us information about what was going on. And so that was where I determined this was a constitutional issue.
Right.
And that's where we entered in. We testified before the Senate, and they never let it come down. We were going to threaten to primary these folks that were going to vote to allow this to come out of the Senate down to the floor, the committee. And there was two votes that kept it from coming down at that time. I testified before the Senate and my co-director, Dan Benefield.
Yeah, okay. So at this point, we haven't really heard much more progress on the Michigan State Bridge. Where's that at? Is it still kind of stuck in limbo? If there's no treaty, they can't really proceed, right?
Well, there's been a federal judge who has given them permission to go.
Just this week.
Yeah, just this week. But as we know, federal judges' rulings sometimes don't stand. Sometimes federal judges do not take into consideration the Constitution.
Right.
So I have been made personally aware by people from the bridge that this will go all the way to the Supreme Court. It'll be forever by the time they get it cleared, and it'll be on a constitutional issue that this is a treaty issue. A federal judge can't determine if there is or is not a treaty. If there is one, he can determine what it says, maybe. But there isn't a treaty to build that bridge up there.
Right.
Matty Maroon is protected with a treaty. And as Americans, patriot Americans, we need to honor our treaties.
Right, right. So in this case, this could drag out a very long time. The state, would they have the gumption to build half a bridge and stop at the international line?
Well, that can't be done because of the nature of the span.
Okay.
Well, no. Have you ever seen the Peace Bridge in Niagara? I think it goes out halfway, or is it the Rainbow Bridge?
Of a bridge.
Yeah, exactly, and it goes halfway from Canada.
Well, that's what you call a bridge
States
to nowhere.
That is the truth. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to mention next, a bridge to nowhere. Well, I'm still of the same. It's nice to know there's a constitutional issue there that could stop that, but I go back to the capitalism of it. You know,
absolutely.
Whether you like Matty Maroon or not, whether you like his family, his politics, or anything else or not, the man's doing it with his own money. He's not, I mean, he charges me when I cross the bridge, obviously, which he's entitled to.
Capitalism.
That's called capitalism.
Market.
You know, why would we want to spend, I don't know, $100 million? I don't know, what is a bridge going to cost? $100 million? $200 million?
By the time it's done.
By the time it's, whatever they say, yeah, you can triple or quadruple it, because mm-hmm. that's the way the government works. They screw us all and have the most incompetent administrators on the planet, but it's good to know there's a constitutional issue with it, and there's also now this, and you think the Maroon family will fight that all the way to the
all the way
Supreme
to Supreme
Court.
They will not give this up.
Okay.
As much as I would like them to believe that they are constitutionalist patriots as we are, it could be just a simple matter of money
yeah.
that would cause them to fight this, but it came from our caucus that is worthy of the fight through the Constitution.
Right.
And I am gratified by the members of our caucus who meet every Friday night and have for 10 years.
Yeah, at the Big Sky Diner.
At the Big Sky Diner. And let me take the time to thank the diner and Tony for what he gives us and what he does. It's not easy. Tony, as a child, was made to watch his father being executed, his grandfather being executed because he came to America to – he's from Romania.
Yeah.
And communists executed him just simply because he learned English in America.
Wow.
So Tony says to me, he says, Dennis – no matter, I try to imitate his voice a little bit. No matter, if you only have five people, you continue, he says. I know communism. I see it in my country, he says. I recognize what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
That's Tony. And I know it's maybe not the classic restaurant that folks may dine and ambiance and everything, but give Tony some business if you can at the Big Sky Diner.
Oh, the food's good.
Food's good. Food's really good.
Yeah, it's located down on Ipsy and what's
E-Course? 1340 E-Course Road, Big Sky Diner.
Yeah, Big Sky Diner.
I meet Dennis there for dinner every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's my office hours in the morning.
Yeah, if you've never been to the Big Sky Diner and never been to a Willow Run Tea Party Caucus, just go once. Just go once.
Friday.
And you will see American democracy. That's grassroots at its best.
Really every Friday night from 9 to midnight. Thanks for the plug. But yeah, that, it's a patriotic thing. The people love. We do what we do because we love.
Yep.
And we love our country, and we love our children, we love our we love patriots. What we don't like, I even love people who are misinformed, but I would love them enough to inform them.
Yeah, yeah. I think I kind of got involved with you guys back in 2010 when I ran for state senate.
Yeah.
And came down, and you guys welcomed me in to speak and whatnot. And I was so taken that I ended up joining you guys even after I had lost.
Yeah, you're still an online member.
Yeah, 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 still an online member. So, but that's good. I'm glad that that is continuing. Now, you had another issue, too, Ed, that you had mentioned, the Chinese village. What's going on with this? This is all kind of new to
here
me.
Here in Ypsilanti, years ago, the city of Ypsilanti bought some property along the Huron River. That's, let's see, south of Michigan Avenue, and it's called Water Street.
The Water Street property, waterfront property.
Water Street property. And they moved a number of people out. I mean, it was a eminent domain type thing, if you think of like that.
They ended up purchasing it, but the threat of eminent domain made it really reasonable to purchase.
Yeah, and there were a number of businesses there. I knew some of the businesses that really got forced out, and they had to relocate outside of the city. And they're thriving outside of Ypsilanti and delivering taxes to other you know, communities. And so it turns out there was an automobile supply company there, auto parts manufacturing company there. And it's a, what do you call it, a brownfield?
It's contaminated ground, and it cost the city an awful lot of money. God bless them for trying to clean up their grounds around where they are, and they did eminent domain to try to accomplish this. But the city of Ypsilanti is in a quandary right now. They're in a fix because they need to be fixed, and they don't have an answer. Selling ourselves to China is not the answer.
Well,
that's my perspective.
Ahead.
Perspective, and we're going to get into that a little bit.
So they've got the property there, and now they've got to develop the property. Well, you can't just put a nature. In fact, I think people are forbidden to walk through there because of the quote unquote contamination.
It's so, not clean yet.
Okay. Yeah.
It's supposed to have been. All it's right, killing so it's animals and dogs.
Wow.
So a few years ago, there was an organization that wanted to build a similar village in Milan.
That's the one I was going to bring up.
Okay, yeah. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
I had heard it from my buddy Ted the Barber, Ted Zimmer, and he had said, hey, you need to investigate this, whatever. And somebody from WJR did, but they did kind of a half attempt at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never able to pursue it. I mean, I work a real job besides the radio, so I don't have time to do that, right? But that's what reminded me. So the Milan thing's gone?
The Milan thing fell through, but
okay.
That was supposed to be... Well, go ahead.
May I enter into
it? Yeah.
The mayor of Milan came to our caucus,
the
Willow Run Tea Party caucus, and asked us, he was a former mayor at the time he came, but he was aware. He asked us if there was anything we could do. Now, this was the EB-5 visa program, which is what the Ypsilanti thing is, too,
mm-hmm,
also.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the buy yourself a citizenship clause, right?
Yeah, buy yourself citizenship. And it's coming from the People's Liberation Army. The money is communist money. I mean, I can tell you that I think I know, but you'll have to prove it to the audience. But this is what we do. Prove it. But the mayor of Milan asked us for assistance, and we got on the phones, and we did a lot of calling and research and for whatever reason, they decided to pull out. Now, this was going to be for Chinese families that send Chinese students to University of Michigan to gain information, knowledge, and degrees on technologies. We had a person in our caucus for years, Professor Kaufman. He's gone to be with the Lord now. And his major effort was to expose the stealing of technologies by the Harbin University in China, which was their MIT. And they were sending people over here gathering information and taking it. Professor Kaufman was the developed missile launch for the Trident missile. This man knew what he was talking about.
Yep.
And he even went to the point of being fired because of his protest. And that's when he started coming to our caucus, which I'm gratified that so many folks think that we can do so many things. And the reason they think that, let me mention a name. We have great success in precinct delegates, and it's because of two people, actually, Tony DeMott and Bill Bigler. These two people came, were a major part of our caucus, and we took leverage, and people became aware of the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus. So people who wanted to try to get things accomplished sort of came by and visited us. Sometimes we got it done.
Yeah. So and those are all good names. I've met Bill several times. I met Dr. Kaufman way back in the day, and I think we even might have done something in the current with him years ago. But he was on it, and kind of always gave U of M the stink eye because U of M is really complicit when it comes to allowing technology to get reverse osmosis to Japan to China.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Those students come in fully funded.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the money that China uses to fully fund these families that send those students in comes from the debt dollars that come from the United States debt ceiling that they purchase. We pay interest to China. China doesn't know what to do with all the dollars. They're afraid. Do you know the 100 ghost cities in China?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just had to have something to do. They paid Australian engineers to come in with those debt dollars that's piling up so high in China.
Mm-hmm.
They spend it. There's no market for what they got there. They're ghost cities, the size of New
empty.
York,
yeah,
the size of L.A. They have an Eiffel Tower. Folks, I'm just trying to say that China is not our economic friend.
No.
And we do not want to allow them to have title to property in this country.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to what the E-1.
EB-5 visa program.
Yeah. So basically, that's a program where if you bring so much money into this country and you invest so much money in this country and you employ so many people.
10 people, I think it is, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was a little more than that, but I'm not.
There's different status.
Okay. So you get a green card or you get a number of green cards. Is that not correct?
I'm not the expert on the minutiae of the EB-1,
from what I'm understanding.
But I know the Economic Development Corporation stacks up funds that they get from this. So they're highly motivated. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Governor Snyder's doing good stuff. But I think he has either a blind eye or a tinted eye toward China on this.
Right.
Well, there are a number of – but there have been like Iraqis who have come to this country, and they bring so much money with them, they invest so much, and they're allowed entry, they go to the head of the line.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is a way to buy citizenship.
Exactly. It's a way to get your foot in the door. That's one. And two, and maybe we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here. We were talking about Milan. The Milan thing went down the tubes. I think it got exposed. There was a lot of public sentiment against it.
Phone calls.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And now there's this area in Ipsy that is begging for development, and the city is begging for somebody to develop it. And so this Chinese organization came in and said, we want to build this little village, Chinatown. You can call it Chinatown if you want.
And they call it Chinatown.
Yeah. And we want, well, you want to be careful on the ethnicity and the race innuendo.
It's true, but that's what they're naming it. That's their names, not mine.
So they're willing to build. The city is willing to have them build. And there are a number of city residents who are afraid of what they call the gentrification of Ipsy.
Yep.
So they're afraid of rents going up, and a whole community changing because you bring in some of these very wealthy Chinese and wealthy communists coming to this country.
Well, they come wealthy in, communists. They're just crazy.
I know. It's just an oxymoron.
Yeah, that's communism, all right.
So basically they're going to come in and they're going to jack up rents. Sure, they're going to employ a handful of people, but all of a sudden people who are used to living here can't live here. They've got to get out because they can't afford to be here anymore.
Yep.
So there's this the social justice warriors, if you want to go that far, they're very much upset about that concept, about the gentrification of Ypsilanti.
Yeah. Yes.
So now there was a task force that was investigating whether this should be done or not, and it's kind of a mini scandal in Ipsy City right now.
Big time.
Yeah, because as I understand it, the mayor and a number of other people from the city government went to China on the dime of a student union organization.
From Wayne State University.
Yes. There was Chinese-oriented, and it turns out that money was actually funneled.
Funneled.
Go ahead.
The Chinese Student Association of Wayne State University denied providing that money. The contractor for this international village company out of Troy, their president, the president of Spence Building Corporation, Spence, I think it's Spence, Spence Brothers, out of Brighton, the mayor of Ypsilanti, three board members have been swept away with all expenses paid trip to China.
Whining and dining.
Whining and dining. See, we're saying that's influence peddling. And there is a
– And they're saying it's fact-finding.
Well, they're saying facts-finding, but there's an independent investigation because of the source of the money. This is going on by the council has commissioned an independent investigation. And all I'm saying, the news got a hold of this, and they can't track the money. All I'm saying is an independent hired by the council is not independent. I have given the city of Ypsilanti an independent review of this. It is now on the purview of the Attorney General, Bill Schuette. Huh. I put that on his desk yesterday. I don't know that Bill Schuette will answer. He's promised me access. He has not promised action. Right. He's not one that sells like I think the city's doing. Right. He doesn't sell his office.
Phone calls. He's up for election.
Phone calls. And this could be a very good thing for my friend, Bill Schuette, because if he moves on this and he finds there's been influence peddling, it would be just like the character of Bill Schuette to expose these things, and that would be good for him.
Okay, so is there a website that the caller or the listeners of this show can go and get a little more of this information so they can make an educated phone call to Bill Schuette?
You can Google this, and Google. All the information's there. The independent counsel, the accusations okay. of, you know, that's all there, and Bill, that's on Bill's desk now.
Okay.
And I appreciate that access. I don't have promise of action.
Right.
A lot of the information I've gotten on this subject, frankly, is a Facebook group I belong to. I think it's called Friends of Ypsilanti.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of discussion on this by a lot of very knowledgeable people. I'm not talking about, you know, people who heard it from their dog. I'm talking about some prominent people in the community and in the state government.
Yeah. All right. So let's tell people, Friends of Ypsilanti.
I think it's Friends of Ypsilanti.
Is what you can go to check it out. Be a patriot, right, and do your share to make sure that we don't have this influence peddling. I'm not knocking that international investment isn't always good or bad, but let's make sure we know what is really going on. So, but
you can feel sorry for the city.
Oh, I do.
You know, yeah. They're stuck. I mean, another group of people made a decision, stuck the current population administration
right.
with this property that really needed to be developed anyhow, but they opened a can of worms, and somebody's got to do something with the worms now.
Yeah. Let's take a quick call from Ken, who's probably got a question for you, I think, Dennis, about the Tea Party. Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, I just want to make an observation towards all the Tea Party groups if they want to try to increase their membership, try to increase support. Now, I'm a Christian, and I recently had a conversation with a group of friends of mine who are all Christian of different groups, but none of us were Pentecostal or charismatic. And the issue that came up was that we started to support the Tea Parties, but then we stopped supporting the Tea Parties because one thing that we were seeing as a common problem was Pentecostal ministers speaking at rallies and protests and meetings, and we do not support Pentecostal ministers. They believe that God comes to them.
So Ken, let me ask
the Bible.
Ken, all right. So
was this for me or
I? You're a Baptist.
I'm a Baptist. We have a lot of Catholic folks in our and we minister to anyone who is seeking the Lord Jesus Christ. But to say that, we need to pull ourselves together as a country. And we have a lot of different faiths in the country. Even we have some Muslim folks that come to our caucus. And I don't preach, but I never fail to tell the people what the foundations of this country are, the Christians who formed this country. But I don't offend other folks. I don't mind that a Pentecostal – we're not preaching. We're not going into doctrine.
I'm trying to explain. The reason why, and the friends that I talked to, Baptists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, and so on, the one common thing that we agreed on, and this is why we can't support having a Pentecostal minister speak, is that because they believe that God comes to them outside of the written word, the Bible, we believe that the Pentecostals, and it's not just me, it's a group of different Christians, we believe that they're damned because of their teaching.
Okay.
You know,
that's a religious thing. Let me say something, Ken. You can be an island if you want. I don't choose to be an island by which I have to stand alone. I want to bring this country together, and we have different faiths that we have to respect. We're not preaching any of their gospels.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it as always, and we'll see everybody on the other side of the break.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. At least 35 have been killed by widespread wildfires in California. Dozens more listed as missing as thousands flee to safety.
Those fires started raging again overnight, so we have mass evacuations taking part in parts of Sonoma and also East Santa Rosa. And it comes after we've already seen just how brutal these fires can be, destroying this entire neighborhood in Santa Rosa. More than 5,700 homes and businesses destroyed from these flames.
Fox's Will Carr. Meanwhile, some stars are coming out to help Puerto Rico recover from recent hurricanes.
Jennifer Lopez is teaming up with her ex-husband, Mark Anthony, and her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, for a benefit concert and telethon tonight. It's called One Voice, and it benefits disaster relief for Puerto Rico, which was devastated during Hurricane Maria. Money raised will benefit Feeding America, Save the Children, among others.
Fox's Tony J. Powers, Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Hey there.
Ipsy Ed. And Dennis Moore.
Appreciate being here.
One of the founders of the Tea Party, Willow Run Tea Co-
Teacup?
Teacup. I'll get that out of my lips somehow or another, right? Willow Run Tea Party Caucus.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
Okay, so glad to have you here, Dennis. Thanks for coming in, and let's take care of a little business. If you are planning to get your boat out of the water, call Claves Marina, 734-426-4532. That's 734-426-4532. They're located in Pinckney on McGregor Road. They also do some boat restoration, so if you've got an old pontoon like mine, you might want to put a little effort into it and get it ready for next year. So they've got some nice packages for pontoon restoration, which they can do over the wintertime and get it done for you by spring. So 734-426-4532, that's Claves Marina. You can also go to Claves, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com.
Get that taken care of so that you don't have to take your boat out only at night like Gary.
Yeah, my... You know what I call my boat?
Ghost boat.
The SS White Trash. it's as old and 70s dated as like terry cloth shorts. You know what I mean? Something like
that. Mine's a 63.
It's dated. Yeah, well, you're wearing velour, dude, right? there we go. Well, so Dennis, thank you again for coming in. Let's take a quick call from Tom, who wants to talk about the Constitutional Treaty. Tom, okay. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, the Constitution and Article 5, it basically says that, as far as amending the Constitution, it says, provided that no amendment, and the second half of this sentence says, and that no state without its consent shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. Well, when the 17th Amendment, removed the Senate, I mean, it changed what the Senate is. There was no provision to change the Senate into a popular vote body from a state choosing.
You are right about
that. Senators. So we don't have any lawful treaties in the first place. And I'm sorry, but that's what the Constitution says.
Although the Supreme Court will not agree with you because they will act on treaty and the enforcement of that. But you are correct. The Republic died when they passed the 17th Amendment. Benjamin Franklin said in a question that was asked him, so what do you have? And he says, a republic, if you can keep it. Mm-hmm. And the problem is we have not kept it. And Tom, what you just said is very true. We have lost our republic, but we're fighting tooth and toe now to defend what's left of it and to regain it.
Yeah, I think it's what goes to what Mr. Trump said just within the last few days, is that, there's some states that are, they're not very, they're just spendthrifts, and other states that are well-run, and the states that are well-run are being punished by the spendthrift states, and I think that goes a lot to the Senate, to the nature of the Senate nowadays.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, my issue with the Senate, too, always comes back to the gutlessness of the Republicans who control the Senate, and they won't go back. Why can't we go back to 51 votes? That's all I'm asking. I want a clear-cut answer from somebody. Why can't we go back to 51 votes?
It's a Senate rule that they established to keep the minority to have more power than the Founding Fathers wanted to give the minority.
I keep thinking of the movie Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition,
Well, it's more than tradition in my view. This is an absolute act of defiance to the Founding Fathers. It should take 60 votes or 51 votes. 60 votes was required by the Senate for a very important thing, the ratification of a treaty or the changing of the Constitution. Why is it that we have used that to take away the majority's power? It's absolutely un-American. But we're getting used to un-American.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you've seen the Senate for the last, two decades at least, maybe longer now, not even pass budgets. I mean, they're so pathetic and inept. It is crony, whatever you want to call it, but it's a disgrace. And I look at a guy like Mitch McConnell and the other Republicans who fail to push him to go back to 51 votes as complete losers, every one of them, gutless. And I would love to see all of them thrown out of office. If you don't support going back to 51 votes, you're worthless in my book. You are a coward because you're not getting anything done in this country. I mean, we've seen Tim Walbury on last week, right? Or the week before.
Yeah.
The House has passed over the last 8 years, 9 years, 400, 500 bills that go to the Senate and die because nobody has the guts to bring them to the floor and vote on the dang things.
What's his name? The previous Senate Majority Leader, doggone the Democrat.
Harry Reid.
When he was, when the Democrats controlled the Senate under Obama, it was actually his protocol strategy, thank you, to block all budget resolutions coming from the House to the Senate so that they had to do the continuing resolution thing.
And he would say it. He openly admitted it.
So that way they could avoid the constitutional budgeting process by not doing what they're supposed to do and still look like they're doing what they're supposed to do.
And the outcome of that, by the way, folks, has given China a leg up on America because that outcome of that is a higher debt ratio than we should be carrying with our national debt, which continues to expand. And the only remedy to that is sell those treasury bills to China.
Yeah. So that they can.
And other countries.
Yeah. Well, Tom, great call, man.
I think the juries nowadays are ignorant and they're being cowed by judges who really, really don't have the best interests of the people at heart.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Thank you for your call, Tom.
Yeah, great call, Tom. Appreciate it, man. I love having great listeners. Thanks for the call. Okay, so we got Joe from Ann Arbor. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Yeah. I just want to comment and say to Dennis, from all of us at the Willow Run Tea Party, we want to just express our gratitude with the leadership you have provided us, and insight, and you know, you've taught us many lessons with your vast knowledge on history, and we all hope that you had a great time, you and Linda, last night at your final and fond farewell meeting, and we hope you have the best of wishes in South Carolina.
Joe, I want to tell you something. I'm a big man. I've got broad shoulders, and I don't cry.
He's about to cry.
But last night I cried, and even right now there's tears in my eyes because of what I said before. We do things because we love. I love the people of the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus. I love Tony's story. I love what motivates us. And we have decided that it is the Lord's will that we move to South Carolina. It's one of the toughest things that Linda and I have ever had to do. We've been here 20 years. We have been in our house 20 years. We've been in this place since we were both very young. And it's hard. Thank you, Joe. That is such an encouragement. Last night was awesome, beyond my belief.
Best of wishes, Dennis. And you have got a motivation, a sincerity, a drive that I have never seen. It is totally hard to match.
Your check's in the mail, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Take care.
You know, I got a Tony story. Years ago, my son and I were sitting at the diner, and I was telling him about something I wrote on my blog, and he says, "Dad, you're so political. What does this bother about? You know, what are you bothered about, you know?" And I says, "Hold on a second." I had Tony come over, and I had Tony sit down next to us and tell us your story, Tony. And that's the kind of story, like you said, the kind of story mm-hmm. that will get you involved.
Yeah, those are the stories that really, that's like this flag, right, that mm-hmm. you guys last hour were looking at when you said the Pledge of Allegiance. You know where this flag here came from? Mm. That was one of my first shows, I think, of the first year. There was an immigrant, Sant Margos, right, who was here for a period of time. I don't think it worked out that he wanted to stay in America so badly. Had him come into the show. He kind of did a wine column for the newspaper way back in the day. And he brought that flag.
Wow.
For the show.
Immigrants make the best
patriots.
And
we put it up. He loved this country so much. He wanted to stay so bad. And things worked out. His company was like, "No, you got to go back, blah, blah, blah." And they couldn't work it out for him. He was shattered. You know, he still listens to the show. I see Italy stuff and Facebook stuff from him, you know, where he's. But he loved this country so bad. And that flag right there is from him, and it's still
hanging.
That's
good to know.
6 years later,
you.
That flag is still hanging behind me here. So
that's called inspiration.
That is. And so don't say that we're anti-immigrant or anything else, because we're not. We love legal immigrants. And this guy here loved his country, loved this country, and wanted to stay and couldn't. So he left. He did the legal thing and has yet to be able to get back. You know,
there's something I'd want to say, Gary. We even love illegal immigrants, but there's consequences to your action. In this country today, there's no scarlet letter. We haven't told anybody that it's bad behavior becomes impugned. They can do it without consequence. I love illegal immigrants. I've been victimized, I say, by illegal Mexican labor, but the Mexicans who come here to do that labor, no lazy ones came. The lazy ones stayed home. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, the good people, they just have to suffer the consequence of their action. It was illegal to enter this country. And there'll be a long debate about immigration and what we should do, comprehensive. It's never a good thing just to make it okay. But we will determine what's going to be the outcome of that. But I love people.
Yeah,
I love those people.
And what it comes down to is, A, securing the border. Let's stop the hemorrhaging, right? Let's get the border secure, whether it's a wall, a fence, the security, the drones, more officers, whatever combination of that. I had some young guy ask me about, why is Trump building this 30-foot wall? It's a waste. He'll just build 35-foot ladders to get over. It's not the wall, as he talks about, is a combination of all these things. In the middle of that river, you can't put a wall either, you doughead. So when we talk about
so you put
the wall,
boats with Browning cows,
it's the idea of securing our border, for crying out loud, to stop. Because when Reagan did the amnesty way back in the 80s, we may have had 5 million people in the country illegally, right? Now we're probably 20 plus, easy.
It was a mistake of the heart
that
our president made at that time.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing it out of his heart. Because you know what? He loved people, too.
Yeah.
He was a good man.
Let me say, Donald Trump has done something that Mitt Romney was going to try to do. And folks know that I supported Mitt and got to go on tour with him a couple of times. And I told him while the cameras were on and people were actually listening, and Mitt appeared to be listening to me, and I think he was. I said, Mitt, what your policies, what you're getting ready to do is going to cause the illegals' problem to go away. And he says, why is that? I said, because you won't have to build a bridge. Mexico will. And how is that? Well, your program on E-Verify is going to be so effective that they will have to go back home, and Mexico will build a bridge to keep them from coming back.
The wall.
The bridge. Mexico will build a wall to keep them from coming back. And the thing is that Mexico gains big time economically from folks here.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're dogging
the race. Yeah, and what people don't understand is, you know, being in the construction, I used to be in the construction industry. I got chased out of painting. I got chased out of drywall. I got chased out of carpenter. I got chased out of
You were a drywall
landscaping.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. I got chased out of all. And it's happening. I mean, you used to be able to make a living as a construction guy in this country with the trades. You cannot any longer. And that's the real problem. You're hurting American jobs, whether they want to admit it or not.
Folks, you need to understand, folks that are listening to this, we love these people. But the policy that gives them false hope, I hate, and I hate it with a passion. We need to have better immigration policies in this country, but we cannot refuse to put the scarlet letter of consequence on people's bad actions.
Yeah.
There's a double-edged sword to this also. You no longer, well, say we lost construction jobs, okay, to other people. We say, well, the work's still getting done. But the wages are suppressed, for one, and two, the money that they earn doesn't stay in the community.
Yeah. It's a loss of GDP.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is
that
the dichotomy.
Money is going back to Mexico, just like in one wave of immigration, it went back to Italy. You know, you're supporting your family back home. Well, how about you support the shopkeepers in this country, the people who are making other stuff that you need to buy in this country?
The dichotomy at the heart of the Republican Party right now and the split is this that we're talking about. It is the Chamber of Commerce who wants no borders. It is the big money folks in the Republican Party. God bless them. They earned it and they have it. I would like some of it, but I'd like to earn it. But they want cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
The Chamber of Commerce, the established Republican part of our party, is at odds with the constitutional Tea Party folks because we want to protect the identity mm-hmm. of our country.
Yeah.
And that is a constitutional identity.
And that's why the Republican Party is so fractured. I mean, it really is.
It is.
Once again, the glue that is supposed to hold this country together is the social compact that we have. A social compact is a contract, just like the Mayflower Compact. People said, look, this is what we're going to do, and this is going to govern us, and this is how we're going to stay together as a community. On a national level, we have the United States Constitution. It's the glue that's supposed to hold us together so we can all refer back to, okay, we play by those rules. Those are the rules. And since we've gotten away from those rules, we see the country fracture more and more because you can't call on even the Supreme Court to judge rightly what that document says, which is their job, not to make rules, but to say whether some of the other rules that are made follow those guidelines.
The Supreme Court also needs to understand, if they don't, they're real educated people, and I'm a drywall guy, but I'm going to educate them on something. You brought up the Mayflower Compact. These people contracted with their lives and their fortune a ride to America.
Mm-hmm.
What were they leaving? What were they leaving from? Well, there's a history on that. A lot of it had to do with Islam. But these people, in the wording of the Mayflower Compact, you read it. Get out your computer and read it.
Yep.
For the furtherance of Christianity, we embark on this voyage.
Yeah.
That was contract.
Yep.
Nobody's going to tell me what the mind of the people were who came here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Christianity tolerance allows the love that we have because we were loved to extend that love to other faiths and other people.
Yep.
That's what America is. And this isolationism on every man wants to be an island, I can't be offended or I'm going to take a knee. Well, I got something to say about this fellow who wants to take a knee during the national anthem. There was a lot of knees taken that weren't willing to be given. People fell in favor of that flag. And I will never cease to speak about those who have served our country that have to be in the face of a protest of a misinformed Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
He's misinformed. I respect his right to do what he does, but don't touch the people who have fallen in favor. And he says he's not. Yes, he is. He just doesn't care that he doesn't know.
Well, there's two things. Look, if you do not show the proper respect for instance, you're speaking right now. I didn't interrupt you. If I'd interrupted you, that would have shown disrespect for you, right? You're talking. People want to listen to you. And yet, if my phone had gone off, oh, I forgot to turn my phone off. If I took that call, it's not my, I'm not trying to catcall you or boo you, but I'm taking away from the respect that you deserve at that moment inadvertently, all right? I'm out of my stupidity, I am doing something that's taken away from the respect that you deserve at that moment that the other people are trying to give you. To me, that's exactly what's happened with this NFL protest. You could say all you want about, oh, I'm not protesting against the flag or the or this or that. But you are disrespecting it by taking away from the respect it deserves at that moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I'm sorry to make this a monologue, but that flag represents the people of the United States, not just the people who died for it. It represents that social compact. It
all
represents America based on the Constitution. And when you do not show respect to that, you are disrespecting the very fundamentals that give you the ability to not respect it.
Try doing it in China.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you. Speaking of respect, here's a man that I highly respect.
Oh, yeah?
Is going to be at the Reagan Day dinner for Livingston County Republicans. He's the featured keynote speaker, Sheriff David A. Clark, Jr.
Wow.
Yes. So
that's
if
big.
You want, yeah, he's the sheriff from Milwaukee. You've seen him on TV.
Absolutely.
You've seen him everywhere. Very, very well respected. Thursday, October 26th. There's a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30. Dinner is at 7. It's at the Crystal Garden Banquet Center in Brighton, between Brighton and Howell there on Grand River, right? 5768 East Grand River. You can get your table or tickets reserved. VIP reception is $200 per person. A table runs $700. That's 10 seats. And a single ticket is $75. So if you want to meet and see Sheriff David Clark and hear him speak, definitely go to the Reagan Day dinner for the Livingston County Republicans. This is a fundraiser for them, obviously. And they do a really good job up there in Livingston County, too. So check it out. You can reach them at 517-672-6823 or 517-404-4711. And I'm looking for a website, livingstonrepublicans.com. That's the easiest way to
do it. And this information can be found current online or in the current newspaper?
Yep, COU. Our ANTOnline.com, they got a great big ad on page 10. Look, see, my eyes aren't that bad, right? Well, let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park, who also wants to talk about religious differences among Tea Party folks. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, thanks.
Please state
thank
your
you
denomination.
Hey, good luck to you, Dennis, wherever you're going.
Thank you.
I want to address something that Ken and Lavone said, that him and his friends disengaged from the Tea Party because they have theological differences. Well, if people who had theological differences didn't stay engaged, we wouldn't have a country. Because those delegates back at the First and Second Continental Congress did not agree theologically. What they were doing was they were setting up a new nation where a man can be free. And I was hanging out with Representative Louis Gohmert today. He told me a story that George Washington couldn't keep the Continental Congress, the third one, where they were writing the actual Constitution, together. So Benjamin Franklin said, well, let's all just pray, right? Well, they couldn't agree on who gets to pray how because they were all different, right? So they decided, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the same church. We're all going to pray together, and then we'll come back and we'll get to work. And it worked. Benjamin Franklin got them all on the same page just by worshiping together. So, Ken, go find somebody to worship with, get your head right, and get back in the game.
Right.
Can I quote a not-so-great American who, back in the day, said something that's kind of relevant? Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. I mean, the politics of it is simply that. You know, in this country, it doesn't matter what you want to pray to, right? You can be a Pentecostal, you can be a Lutheran, you can be a Catholic, whatever. Our politics, though, should not be divided like that, because you know what? Our politics, when you're on the right side of things, allows each of us to have those differences, and those differences are what make us a great country, period.
Right, mm-hmm. And if there is an actual anything that is the separation of church and state, that's it.
Yes.
The fact that your state and your church aren't together.
Check every single document, a founding state document, and their constitution. Every one of them. William Federer did a tour, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. So, Gary, let me ask you a question. Where did you run into Louis Gohmert today? Was he here in the state?
Yeah, he was up here. We had a conference up at a All Saints Lutheran Church up in Heartland.
And, okay. Did you say Lutheran? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Ken's a Lutheran. He should have been there.
And
God bless you, Ken.
The body of Christ in American society and how Christians are being persecuted here in America.
Ah, excellent. Well, thanks, Gary. Let us know when those things go on. We'd like to let us know. We'll put out a little blurb and try and get people to show up at them. That would have been awesome to attend.
Well, it's once a year. This year's over, so it's next year. Dennis Prager was there last week, and Senator Kolpak was there, and a guy named Burke from the the school, the really famous school right down the street here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
Hillsdale?
Say it again?
Hillsdale?
Yeah, Hillsdale. Yeah.
Larry Arnn?
Yeah, Burke. Larry Arnn. No, Burke.
Yeah. Oh, Burke. Okay. All right,
great event.
Yeah, great call, Gary. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, all the fun guys.
Let's take a call from Tim King from the Willow Run Tea Party. Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I just wanted to call in and wish Dennis a fond farewell and thank him for all the years of his service to the Willow Run Tea Party and to the Republican Party in Washtenaw County. And we still have things that we have to do, the Willow Run Bomber Plant Memorial. And today at the Convocation Center, they have the Rosie the Riveter thing going on. And if I would have known about that, I forgot about it. If I would have known about it, I would have tried to get a table there because Eastern Michigan University supports this endeavor also. But Dennis was the one that got it going.
Yeah.
And
you folks will keep it going because your passion and because of your love for what that plant stood for.
And our love for you, too.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim.
And Dennis is a patriot, and he's a brother in Christ, and we love him, and we're going to miss him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Great. Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, so as we wind down here, Dennis, yes, my thank you as well for coming in, and make sure, you can listen to us online. You can always call back into the show.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Until you get tired of me.
No.
Sherry's going to be glad you're gone, because then she'll get to talk to me on Wednesday night. Instead of me leaning over the booth talking to you all night.
Well, folks, let me say this. I've been privileged, absolute honored, to be a part of the Tea Party movement, not only across the country, but the state and local with the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus. We have gotten a lot of things accomplished. My New Beginnings is taking place as of next week. And I've got to tell you, I can tell that God's hand is on my move. God doesn't speak to me with words. He gives me unction. And he also gives me indications. One of the indications is I just found out that my representative's Trey Gowdy.
there you go. That would be awesome.
And the person I bought the house from, my wife and I got the house from, is a state senator Republican who's Tea Party friendly. I had no idea.
Right.
You're in.
Awesome. Okay, folks. Well, if you're looking for something to do tonight, get out to Burroughs Roadhouse, 810-227-6000. Call and make a reservation. They've got some live music and great food and drink. 810-227-6000. That's Burroughs Roadhouse. And until next week, go to thedailydrift.com.
The news you need to know.
All right. We'll see you all next week. Take care.